This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A week left in Donald Trump's presidency, the U.S. House of Representatives impeached him on Wednesday, declaring he incited insurrection last week when he employed thousands of his supporters to march to the Capitol to try to overturn his reelection loss, prompting a mob demonstration that turned into deadly mayhem. 10 of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority in impeaching the president, with just a week remaining in his four-year term as the U.S. leader. The House voted branded Trump with a singular distinction, making him the first president in the country's history to be impeached twice. Trump was acquitted by the Senate a year ago in a separate impeachment case and now will face a new trial in the weeks after President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated next Wednesday. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said a trial could begin this week or next. Trump released a video late Wednesday in which he made no mention of the impeachment but condemned the assault on the U.S. Capitol and pleaded for calm. The mayor of Washington, D.C., said Wednesday that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on the 20th, officials are asking the public not to attend the event. Muriel Bowser said the city is asking Americans to take part virtually to avoid spreading the coronavirus. Now, as the city braces for a lead-up to President-elect Biden's inauguration, the city's mayor is seeking increased security and better coordination among the multiple law enforcement agencies involved. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.